today's Daf Samach Beis. We're in the middle of a little bit of a discussion about the fact that they made the Mizbeach in the second Beis HaMikdash was wider, more surface area than was in times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yosef explained that it was because they needed more room to burn all the karbanos. Now, where are we now? I'm Rav Yosef on the top of Samach Beis. Rav Yosef is going to give another reason, right? Now there was another reason why the Mizbech and the second Mizbech was large, was bigger. I'm Rav Yosef, Lav Hainu de Tanya. The reason why was because we learned it in our Braisa, because it says about, in Ezra, it says, Vayachinu HaMizbech al Mechonosav. And they prepared the Mizbech on its borders, I guess, Shehigiu L'Soch Midosav, that they understood that it could be made larger. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they understood it could be made larger. Rashi points out, this is Rashi, top Rashi, he says, why is Rav Yosef, he's like arguing with himself, he's negotiating against himself. So he says, Rav Yosef chala, Rav Yosef got sick, we see it all the time, the nekra limudo, and he forgot his learning. The pamim, and sometimes, she'amar davar, he said something, v'niskar she'shona hefech l'chazerbo, when he got better, he remembered a different way of learning, and he was closer from his previous way. V'hachi amar, this is what he says. He said, earlier we said that it was a smaller Mizbeach by the first Beis HaMikdash because they had the fire from Shemayim. That's why they didn't need it so big. He says, no, Lav Hayon Tanya, what we have now, that the Tanya Sha'antze Knesset Agdola, when the time is the second Beis HaMikdash, he gives Sof Midosav. It was revealed to them, Rashi says, Lehem Nigla Mokom HaMikudash L'Mizbeach, Mashalo Nigla Shlomo. It was revealed to them the place of the Mizbeach. And Shlomo didn't know that. Shlomo didn't know what they knew. The Gemara says, how is that possible? They had a revelation that Shlomo didn't have regarding the size of the Mizbeach. Well, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, Hakol Biksav, this is what David says to Shlomo, Hakol Biksav Miyar Hashem Alai Hiskil Kol Malachos Otavnis. That, as Rashi points out, all the Mekomos HaKadoshos, all the Midos Ahem Nichneful of David. David had a blueprint from Shemayim. He had a blueprint of the Beis HaMikdash, of what it was supposed to be, and he gave it over to Shlomo. What Hashem didn't reveal to David the makam of Mizbeach. He says, "Amo b'mikdash rishon nami haydelo aso gadol la mishum delo nigel shlomo makam midosav." So the reason why it wasn't as big in the first place of Mikdash could not be because Shlomo didn't know. You know, it wasn't revealed to Shlomo. If it was revealed to David, it was revealed to Shlomo. If it was revealed to Achik Knesset Gadol, it was revealed to David. So Moshe says, "No. Elo Amar Rav Yosef kra ashkach v'dorish." There was no revelation about how big the Mizbeach was supposed to be. They were supposed to learn it out from Pesukim. So the Achik Knesset Gadol made a drasha that Shlomo didn't have this drasha, and they made the drasha, right? Elo Amar Rav Yosef kra ashkach v'dorish. They found a pasuk and they made the drasha. As Rashi's, we get to the drasha, right? The pasuk says, this is the pasuk. I guess Shlomo didn't understand the drasha. The pasuk is also in Divrei Yamim. Divrei Yamim Aleph Perachav Beis pasuk Aleph. By Yomer David says, Zehu Beis Hashem Elokim. This is the house of God our Lord. V'zeh Mizbeach la'olal Yisrael. And this is the Mizbeach, the altar for the Korbanos of Yisrael. So they made a drasha, it seems to be a hekesh, between the Beis Elokim, which is the Beis HaMikdash itself, the house, and the Mizbeach. Ki, just like Bayis, Ki Bayis, the Mizbeach is like the Bayis. Ma Bayis Shishim Amo, it's like the length of the house was 60 Amos. The Pasuk says, Malachi, V'Bayis Shabbat Shlomo L'Hashem, Shishim Amo Orko. Ah, Mizbeach, Shishim Amos. So too, for the Mizbeach, it could be, not that it has to be, it could be 60 Amos. It could be 60 by 60. It could be that big. Right? Rashi points out, he says, Ayla Amar Yosef Kra Ashkach Vadarish, V'Hein Darshu, they made the drasha. V'Hosifu Alav L'Fi Hutzrach HaTzorach Lehem, and they added to it what they needed. U'L'Shishim Amo L'Hutzrachu. They didn't need all 60 Amos, but theoretically, the Mizbeach could be 60 Amos. That would be very big. It could be 60 Amos. So they made it to 32, whatever it was. They made it bigger than it was at the times of Shlomo HaMelech. So now the Gemara says, okay. That's the time, but this was in Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech was 60. It was 60 Amos. It seems to be. So Gemara says, okay. Now that they're rebuilding the base of Miglas, so how do they know the place is destroyed? How do they know where to put everything? He says, Bishlama Bayis Minkara Tsuroso. When it came to the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Heichal, the Azaros, I guess they can recognize it from, I guess, the piling or the Tsura still on the ground, right? With the Yisod, Ela Mizbeach Minayadi. Where do they know How do they know where to place the Mizbeach? I don't know, let's say the whole kasha. We talk about all the time that you had the people who came back from the Galus, and they cried because the second Beis HaMikdash was nothing compared. So if they recognized the Beis HaMikdash, they knew where it was. They told them where to put it. I'm not sure I understood the question. The Gemara gives a bunch of answers.
It looks like doesn't mean you're in the exact spot to place it.
They knew Be'erech, at least they had.
Especially when it's destroyed and you look at a mountain.
So no, but they have the outline there. So that's what it says. Minkor Tzuroso. They recognize where it was. So that's what right. Rashi says Bishlama Bayis Yodu Ashrei Knesset Gedola Ma Kodesh Lazaru Ma Kodesh Lahecho Shenikarim Tzuros Yisodo Sachomos. Because I guess you can see the foundation. But where do they know where the Mizbeach was? Some Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says they had a nevuah. Ra'u Mizbeach Banoi. They saw a Mizbeach that was built. Michal Tsar HaGadol Omel Umakriv Alav. And Michal, the Tsar HaGadol is there being Makriv Karbanos. And this is a medrash that's a Gemara that's brought down Menachos on the Kufiyot at the end, that during the times of the Korban, Michal Tsar HaGadol is Makriv Karbanos. And Tosos over there brings down different Midrashos. When we get to that Tosos, we learn that Tosos is the source for different ways of saying the Bracha per se. Shei Hashem Akein Ulmachai Sot Filosam Hashem Sot Filosam Hashem Yisrael. Where Shem is supposed to be Risecha, Kama, Vishay Israel is Filosam. Talk about the Bnei Israel. Right, so that's based on the Tosos and Menachos, about Kufiyot. So we'll get to there in like 160 days or something like that, right? Okay. Mark it down. So Amar Abelazar, Ra'um is Be'ach, Bonim Michal, Sargad, Omul Makim Alap. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha Amar, he said, Afaro, Ephro shall Yitzhak, Ra'i, Shemunok, Osamakal. They saw the ashes of Yitzhak, which they mean the ashes of the ram that was Hukrav in place of Yitzhak, they saw it in that place, and that's how they knew that was the place. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Mikol Habayis Kulo Heirichu Reach Ketores, an entire area they smelled the Reach of the Ketores, the smell of the Ketores, but Misham, from that place, they smelled Heirichu Reach Evarim. They knew that they smelled burnt flesh, and that's how they knew that the place would be. Okay. Yeah. You put a dog in someone's house, and you never get that smell. I'm a rabbi, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Here's another answer. This is Shloshu Neviim Aluimai Minagola. There were three Neviim that came up from the Golas. It was Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They came up. There were the three Neviim that were in the Snadu at the very beginning of the first base of Migdash, the second base of Migdash. So Echad Shehein Lehem Al Mizbeach. One of them, sort of like the Medrash of like the Malachi with Avram. Three came. Each had their own task. Echad Sheheid Lahem Al Mizbeach, one testified to them of how big the Mizbeach was, which was supposed to be, which we said with the drasha of the Shishimama. The Echad Sheheid Lahem Al Makom Al Mizbeach, one testified to them of where the Mizbeach should be. The Echad Sheheid Lahem, and one testified to them, Shemakrivin Afo Pishen Bayis, that once the Mizbeach is built, you can still be Makrivin Korbanos, even if the house isn't complete yet. So it just has like Nafka Mila, Bizmanazeh, keep your Makrivin Korbanos, put up the Mizbeach, Bizmanazeh. Okay, Bimas Nisa Tana, but in another Brisa they learned differently what these three Neviim came and said. Really what all they did is that they just added a fourth thing, and two of the things that we had previously were combined into one. So they're not like the Malachim. They can do two things. Right, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, Shlosh Neviim, Aloi Mahim, Minagola, Echad Sheheilem, Mizbeach, Vamakom, Mizbeach. One testified about how big the Mizbeach can be and where it can be, which is maybe one thing. It's just testifying about things related to the Mizbeach. The Echad Sheheim Lehem Shemakrivin Afal Pishayim Bayis. One testified that it can be Makriv Korbanos, even though the Beis Hamikdash isn't built, probably because Kedush Rishon, Kitzel Shaita, Kitzel Asit Lavo. And the Echad Sheheid Lehem Al Torah Shetikasev Ashuris. And one testified that now, when they write the Torah should be written with the letters of Ashuris, which is the way we have now, as opposed to Ksav Ivri, Machlokas, which came first, but there's Ksav Ivri and Kvav Ashuris. So if you like the old archaeological digs, come up with this ancient Hebrew. Ancient Hebrew is very different, doesn't look like what we have now. There's a machlokas in Sanhedrin where the Torah was given in Ksav Ivri, and then at the times of Ezra was given in Ksav Ashuri, or it was originally given in Ashuri, then to Ivri, and now back to Ashuri. What we have now, even though it's Hebrew, is Ksav Ashuri.
Why do we stop using Ksav
Ivri? Don't know. Mara says maybe because it was hard to read. I mean, this is much easier. I don't know. Tana Rabbanan.
We understand that what these three were saying was
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Learned in a Bryce. Karen.
I was just curious that when they came back, everything was on a small scale. Ezra's, it was a poor.
It was missing certain things.
No, it wasn't.
It could have been bigger, but it wasn't as grand.
You're right.
Right.
Wasn't as grand, but it was the bigger.
Maybe. It's a bigger Mizbeach. It definitely bigger Mizbeach. Mar is quoting a bigger Mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan. You learn it of Raisa. So Keren, which are the four chronos, the four corners on top, the Kevesh, and the ramp, the Yisod, and the Yisod that has to be on the bottom, the Ribua. Ribua, people say, might be square, and have an article from Yol Ben Nun based on some archaeological, it says Ribua just means right angles. He says that it might necessarily have been a square, it just means to be, whatever, so we're going to say squared. Ma'akvin, they are Ma'akev. Those things have to be on the Mizbeach. If they're not, the Mizbeach is no good. But, Midas Arko, Umidas Rachbo, Umidas Komoso, the length, its length, width, or height, how big it is, ain't Ma'akvin. It does not, it's not Ma'akev, you can make it any size, you can make it any size, I think you make it any size up to the 60 amos that they learned in that drasha. So, we know Hanimili. So how do we know that these things that are born in the Braisa are Ma'akev? So Amar Rav Huna says, because in each of these things, Karen, Kevish, Yiso, Ribua, Amakra, HaMizbeach. It defines, it mentions these requirements, and it says HaMizbeach, meaning this is the Mizbeach, if it has these things. If you go through the Pesukim, so the Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yudches, it says, Min Hadam Yitain Al Karnos HaMizbeach. On the Kevish, it says, Zos Taras HaMincha HaKrevosa B'nei Aron L'fnei Hashem El P'nei Mizbeach. Lifnei Hashem, Pnei Mizbeach is the opening. Where you get to the opening, you have to walk through it. So that's the Kevesh. It's HaMizbeach. Then by the Yisod, it says, "As kol damo yishpoch el Yisod HaMizbeach." And on Revua, it says, "Revua, yeah, HaMizbeach." So those things are Ma'akev. Kol makom shenemar HaMizbeach, La'akev. Any place it says HaMizbeach is La'akev. The Gemara says, really? If that's the case, that HaMizbeach means La'akev, I can find another place where it says HaMizbeach, and that should be Ma'akev as well. Why does the Brice leave that out? El Meyata, if that's the case, Kiyur, not the Kiyur, which is the wash basin. This is Kiyur, like they had these illustrations or paintings that they put on the side of the Mizbeach, right? Kiyur. Rashi says, first wide line, Tziyurim Saviv Lamala Me'emso. These illustrations that went around it above the midline, that they had these drawings on it. Yeah, they had some drawings on it. Right? He brings down here that they were flowers and seats, I don't know, that they did it. Le Rebbe, according to Rebbe, who says that's the Sior, the Kior, the Sovev, and this Sovev, which is not, I think, our Sovev, it seems to be some sort of thing that came out from the Mizbeach in the middle, Le Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, Hachinam Yaakev. It should also be Yaakev, each one according to the other Shita. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, so tachas karkov hamizbeach milmata. So this karkov is karkov hamizbeach. So whatever this karkov is should be ma'akev. And v'tanya is a karkov. What's this tar karkov? Rabbi Omer is a kiur. He says that's the drawings. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer is a sovev. So according to either one of them, whatever you define the karkov as being, it should be ma'akev because it says hamizbeach with the karkov. So Gemara says in. You're right. According to the Amei Nechanami, the karkov, whatever it is, the karko would be ma'akev, the Tanya, because we have a brisa. This is a story that's brought down in Gemara and Sukkah, that one time in Sukkot, when it came to Nisu Chamayim, there was a stuki going, who didn't believe in Nisu Chamayim, or did it differently. He did the Nisu Chamayim the stuki way, he poured the water out, and he got, all the esrogim were thrown at him, he got stoned with esrogim, and it ended up chipping the mizbeach. So the mizbeach was no good, the mizbeach became pogum. Right, someone asked the other day, how does the mizbeach become pogum? Stuki does nisu chamayim, mizbeach becomes pogum. That's how the mizbeach become. They threw the esrogim. For osu yom nifkam akeren hamizbeach, the corner mizbeach became pogum. They have a bull shell melach, and they brought, I guess, this pile of salt or something like that for sisamuhu, and they filled up the hole. But filling up the hole, they didn't make the mizbeach kosher. Then that didn't help it because it has to be one complete. It has to be complete. Velo bipnei she kosher lavoda. Ella shlo yiroi mizbeach pogum. Out of kavod, they want right now the mizbeach not to look bad, so they filled it up. Shekol mizbeach, because the mizbeach, the Bryce says there, any mizbeach, she'en lo karen, mekevish, v'yisov ribua, this is a ribua now, right? The ribua apostle, it'll be apostle, and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi omer afa sovev. Rabbi Yossi says also, who doesn't have the sovev, it's going to be ma'akev. Why? Because the sovev is, he says that this karkov is the sovev, and by the karkov, it says ha'mizbeach. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the karkov is the sovev and the karkov is ma'akev. Fine.
It says there was still damage, just in the book
damage. Exactly. So I said.
If it be up to 60 amos in theory, how would they have room for anything else?
So the mitzvah will be bigger.
Oh.
So then they make the
60 amos. That could be bigger.
I guess they'll make everything else bigger. Right? The Mizbeach, the base of Mizbeach that Shlomo built, the Pasuk says, was 60 Amos. We have 137, 180, we have...
So it's like the bias, the Mizbeach could be as big.
Big as that bias. So that bias was, that Pasuk, it was 60 Amos, that base of, that bias.
So you expand the base of Mizbeach.
So if you expand...
If you didn't expand the base, then you have 60 Amos.
So you don't do it 60 Amos, it doesn't have to be 60 Amos, it can be up to 60 Amos. Right. Tana Rabbanan, we had a Braisa. Eze hu Karkov. What is this Karkov? So he says this Karkov, so this is a different Karkov, not the Karkov in the Pasuk. It describes something totally different. It says, Ezu Karkov, it says, Ben Kerem le Kerem, Mekom Hiluch Ragli HaKohanim Amma. Between each corner of the Mizbeach, there was an Amma. Seems to be like there was some sort of depression in the Mizbeach that the Kohanim can walk on so they won't slip and fall. So a little rivet that they can walk on. The Gemara says, wait a second. Atu haKohanim ben Keren leKeren hayu havu azli. Does the Kohanim walk between each Keren? If you walk between each Keren, when you get to the corner, you're stuck. You kind of, you know, if you don't have the rivet there, then you're going to walk to the side to go around the Mizbeach. Not walking between the Kronos, because at the corner, the Kronos will block you. Eleema umikom hiluch ragle Kohanim Amma. What it was is that you have an Amma and another Amma. Right, there was another Amma next to it of this depression, this Karkov, with Kohanim could walk. So the Gemara says, "Vahak siv." But doesn't the pasuk say, "Vayaslam esbeach mechbarim"? I say, "Rashi's nechoshes tachas karkirvo milmata chetzio." I mean, the Karkov is on the wall of the esbeach, not on the top of the esbeach. You said Karkov is where they walk, and now we say the pasuk says that Karkov is on the wall. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak trei havu." There were two Karkovim on the Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach of Moshe. There were two Karkovim. Chad Linoi. One is on the wall of the Mizbeach, which is for beauty, which could even be the illustrations or some sort of thing, Soviet that came out. And one is on top. Chad Linoi. The Chad, the Kohanim, Shlo Nishtarku. Which means that they won't slip. I guess it's slippery up there. So they won't slip. Okay. The Gemara then says, Midas Arko of the Mizbeach, the length of the Mizbeach, Midas Rachon, its width, Midas Kalmasim, its height, Ein Ma'akvin, it's not Ma'akiv, it's not indispensable. If you change it, it's fine. So Amar Rabbi Mani, where Mani says, Ubovad Shalo Yifchasenu Mi Mizbeach Sha'asa Moshe. There's also a minimum size. It can't be any smaller than the Mizbeach that Moshe made. So how big was the Mizbeach that Moshe made? Vikama, and how big was it? So we saw this before, so Machlokas, between Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, as how tall, well, between Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, how big it was, depending on whether you were in the Gzeir Shava to Yecheskel, the Gzeir Shava of, whether it was 5 by 5, or 5 was from the midpoint to make it 10 by 10. Okay, so the Kama, Amr Rav Yosef, Amma, it's one squared Amma. So Machuale, they laughed at him, because how can you say it's one Amma? The Pasuk says, Chamesh Amos Rochav Ravua Yem Ezbeach. It's 5 by 5. How are you telling me it's an Amma? So Amalei Abaye says, no, Dil Mekom Ma'arocha Ka'amamar. What Rav Yosef is talking about, and Rav Yosef probably don't remember what he's talking about, he's talking about the area of the pyre, of the fire. Because what you have to do, yeah, it's 5 by 5, you take in an Amma of the Yisod, now it's 4 by 4, you take out the Amma of the Kronos, take out the Amma of the Makom Hiluch Kohanim, and then you have left, as you have the Amma in the middle for the fire. So Amalei Abaye, Dil Mekom Ma'arocha Ka'amamar. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Mar Digaver Rabo, who... This great man, Yad Makamina, he knows he's a Gavraba, he knows what I meant. But Kari Alayu, he called those people who laughed at him, he called them Bnei Keturah, the sons of Keturah. Rashi says, Bnei Keturah, Bnei Avram Atem. Yeah, you may be the sons of Avram, Aval Lokis Zera Yitzchak V'Yakov, but you're not Zera Yitzchak V'Yakov. You're missing something. So then the Gemara brings down another case where somebody called people Bnei Keturah. It's a great curse. It's going to be the new thing. So you make fun of somebody now. Bnei Keturah. Right. Hashtag Bnei Keturah. So, Bnei Achtei de Rabbi Tarfon. So these, I think, are the nephews of Rabbi Tarfon. Bnei Achtei, the sons of his sister. Havayosu Kamei. They were sitting in front of him. Rashi explains they were learning. And they, these guys were quiet. They weren't saying anything. So, Yosu Kamei de Rabbi Tarfon. So he got a pasuk for Amar. He says, okay, Vayosu Avram Yikachi Isho Shmo Yochani. He says, Avram got up at the end of in Perikov, hey, Avram got up and he married a woman named Yochani. All of a sudden, he woke up. Avram Eloi, they said to him, no, Keturah Ksiv. It's Keturah. So, Kari Aleah, Bnei Keturah. Goes, you guys are Bnei Keturah. This you know. Nothing else you know, basically. You weren't able to... Okay. Now the Gemaras are talking about, I think these are the logs. logs that are put on the fire. So Amar Abaye Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Gezirim She'asher Moshe, the Gezirim, the rods or the logs that Moshe made for the Maracha, for the pyre, for the fire, Orkon Amma, they were one Amma long, the Rochban Amma, and they were one Amma, I guess, wide, but Ovion, and their height or the thickness, Kimachak Godesh Sa'ah, it's like this kli that you use to smooth off the pile. What do we call it? What kli, how does he call it? What does he define that kli? The level off the pile. That's how big it was. So it's one by one, which is interesting because the pyre itself is one amma. So it's taking up the whole thing. Amma Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, it's by amma kedumo. The different times the amma was measured differently. It must have been a smaller amma because you didn't want it to stick out at all. If it sticks out at all, the Kohanim walk around, it's going to catch their robes, they'll catch fire. There has to be some sort of room for them to walk around. So Amma Rabbi Yosef says, V'lav hanu d'tanya. Then we have I learned in the Brisa, it says in Vayikra Aleph, it says, V'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim es-nechatz nesachim es-arosh es-apoder, ala etzim, asher ala eish, asher ala mizbeach. So it says, shelo yu etzim yotzim min ha-mizbeach klum. You can't have the etzim come off of the mizbeach at all. So it can't be, so he says, that the limit it can be one amma, I think I'm reading it, it can be one amma exact, so long as it doesn't overhang the side of the maracha. Okay, so that's awesome. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about the kevesh. Kevesh is the ramp. So where was the kevesh? We all know where the kevesh was. The kevesh was on the south side. The kevesh was on the south side, facing north, going up. Well, how do we know that? That's supposed to be there. Tanat hasam. Kevesh haya lidromo shel mizbeach. The kevesh was on the southern side of the mizbeach. Orech, its length was shloshim mushtayim, was 32 amos long. Al rochav sheshesrei, and its width was 16 amos. Pretty big. 16 by 32 was a kevesh.
It
was wide the whole thing.
It's narrow in the picture. Isn't it narrow?
No. I don't know. Illustrated purposes only, maybe. I don't know. So, minohan imili. So how do we know that the kevesh is in the south? So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra. Rav Huna says, the pasuk says, Vayikra Perak Al Pasuk Aleph, v'shachat oso al yerech hamizbeach tzafona, and you have to shecht it by the yerech tzafona. I mean, the yerech is like the thigh, the leg. So the thigh is in the north. So where's the face? The face is the opposite side, which would be in the south. Al yerech mizbeach tzafona. She yerech with tzafon upanav, and the face getting up to the mizbeach is going to be badarom. It'll be the opposite. When a person lies down, you know, your legs are in the south and you're facing south, and your head is in the north. So Ema, so maybe you say Yerach B'Tzafo and Upanah B'Tzafo. Maybe it's somebody who's sitting, and both the face and the legs are facing south. Maybe Yerach B'Tzafo and Upanah B'Tzafo. So Amar Rava says, Rami Gavra Ape. No, put the person and lie him down. Amar Le'abaya, either Rava. Tari to Osif Gavre. Pick the person up and let him sit. And then you get... So Mara says, no, Amar Le'ay says to him, Ravua Ksiv. It says Ravua. What does that mean, Ravua? So Rashi says, as we said, Ravua is... We said Ravu means it has to be like right angled and squared. So Rashi says Ravu ksiv di Ravua, but Adam rovets umushkav shira kasev. Ravu, I guess, means also in Aramaic means lying down. Rovets means lying down. So Gemara then asks, wait a second, how can you learn that for Ravua? But Hamibai le de marba ribui. Do we say that with Ravua means that it has to have right angles? It can't be circular. So the Gemara says mi ksiv miruba. It doesn't say miruba. It says Ravua. Miruba means square. It doesn't say Miruba. So Lutameich, according to you, Miksiv Ravus. It doesn't say Ravuts, it says Ravua. So what are you telling me? It means lying down. So Marzah, no, therefore, Amrli Ravua Ksiv. So because the Mashmahachi, Mashmahachi. It says Ravua, which is Mashmah both. I guess you can't learn two things out of the word unless you need to learn two things out of the word. So he says, right, Hiram Ravua, it says Ravua Ksiv, the Mashmahachi, Mashmahachi, Hilkok Tarvayu Yalof Minei. They gave this more, they purposely used a word that can be translated both ways, and saying that both translations are correct. So from Ravua we learn, A, that we're talking about the Mizbeach as someone lying down, so therefore the feet, the Yerachar Tzafon, the head is Darom, and Ravua also means it has to have angles, it cannot be circular, it has to be square.
Okay.
Mizbeach was, yeah, it was, not on the bottom, but on top, yeah, it was 28 by 20, 32 by 32. Well, the base was 32 by 32, where the Yisod is, and then it goes in, by the it went in, so now it's 30 amos. And then we're going in again by the soul. It was the top, was, in the times of the second Mishnah, was 28 by 28 on top. Take away Makom Hiluch, take away the Kronos, and you had, what was it, at the end of the day, you had 24 by 24, I think, on top of the Maracha. I think you had 24 by 24. That's according to Rav Yossi. And in, 24 by 24 in the times of the second Mishnah Midrash. By Shlomo, I think on top, you ended up with 20 by 20. It was a little smaller. Okay. Fine. The Tana Masi Le Mehacha. So the Gemara says that another source that the Kevesh is in the south. The Tanya, we had a Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Uma Alosehu Pinos Kadim. That the steps, or the going up on the Mizbeach, would be in a way, Ko Pinos Shat Hapone Lo Ye El Derech Yamin Le Mizrach. Every turn that you make has to be to the east, and it has to be to the right and to the east. Now, when you go up the Mizbeach, and when you go, the Kohen walked around, he's facing the Mizbeach.
Right.
So every turn, and he's shuffling like to the side. So every turn he's making is to the east. So the Gemara says, that's what he's supposed to do. You turn to the right, to the east. So the Gemara says, it just says you turn to the east. It doesn't say you turn to the right. So maybe it means you come up on the north side, and to get to the east, you make a left turn. So he says, Ve'emos smolim Mizrach. He says, no, lo sokadaitach. You can't think that you turn left and not right. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, he says, Yam she'asa Shlomo, which I guess is the kiyur that Shlomo made. He says, Divrei Yomim, it stood on Omer al Shneim Asar Bakar. It had like these 12 oxen, images of oxen, I guess, that were underneath it. Shlosh Uponim Tzvona, three faced north. Shlosh Uponim Yama, three faced east. Sorry, west. Shlosh Uponim Negba, three faced south. Ushlosha upon him is Racha, three faced east. So you say this somehow here, Ko Pino Shatapone, Lo Ye El Derech Yamin Le Mizrach. From here somehow you learn that every time you turn, it has to be to the right to the east. Why? Because it says north, then west. I guess if a person is following the order here, you'd have to be turning right. From to go from north to west to south to east, you'd have to be turning right, assuming you're facing it. So too, you see, all turnings have to be to the right and to the east. So it says you have to turn to the east, right? It has to be Maleo Kadim, which is the east. And from the Shlomo, you say all turnings are to the right. So how do you turn to the right to get to the east? That's if you go up on the south side. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Well, how does that teach us that? Hahumi Barley Legufe. It's just teaching us what the kiyor of Shlomo Melech looked like. He says, no, imkain, ponim lamali. Why do I need the word ponim? It turns. Just tell me there were three bakar on the north, three bakar on the south, three bakar on the east. What's the word ponim? Ponim means to teach us that they turn. So it comes to teach us that every turn has to be to the right. And when the pasuk says that if you go up to Mizbeah, you turn to the east. So that means you turn to the right to the east, which means you have to be going up on the south side. Okay. Shaul Rabbi Shimon ben Yosei, Ben Lekonia. Oh, that's his name. Shaul Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekonia. It's an interesting name. It says here the quote from Pufchorus. He's from the last generation of the Tanayim. He was a Kohen. Okay. Brings here that he was a Dayan in the Beis Din of Rebbe. Okay. Good guy. So Shaul Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekonia as Rebbe Yosi. He asked Rebbe Yosi the following question. Omer Hai Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, Avir Yesh ben Kevesh l'mizbeach. There's an airspace. There's some sort of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. It didn't close. It's not flush. But there was an airspace between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. So Machlokas, we showed him how big that airspace might have been. Rashi in the Pasuk says that it was like a Chutas Aira, just a small, small amount. Other Shitos have it to be a little bigger. So he said, did he say that? So Amar Lo, so he says back to him, or Yosef says back to him, Vata Iyata Omer Kain, and you don't say this? Like, what do you mean? Of course that's the case. Halok Far Namar, the Pasuk says in the Varim, Vasisa Olasecha HaBasar VaHadam, and you do your Kabbanas like the Basar and the Dam, a comparison to the meat and the blood. Ma Dam Bezriko, just like you have to toss the blood. Av Basar Bezriko, so too you have to toss the meat. How you toss the meat? You have to toss it over the airspace. So Gemara says, so Amar Lo, so who says you have to throw it from the Kevesh? Amar Lo, Shani Omer, Omer B'Tzad Merach of Azorik. You go up to the side of the fire, and you toss it from there. So Amalos, Rav Yossi says back, no, you can't learn it like that. Kishu zorek, lemaracha deluka hu zorek, olam lacha she'en deluka hu zorek. When you throw it onto a lit fire or onto an unlit fire. So Amar, so Havi Omer, you must say, lemaracha deluka hu... Oh, wait a second. Let me go back. He says, ma dam bezrika apasar bezrika. So Rav Yossi says to him, yeah, so he says, that doesn't mean you have to throw it from the kevesh, it means you can just throw it from the side. So Rav Yossi says back to him, you throw it onto a lit fire, right? He says, well, hasam mishum delo efshar. Also, since it's lit, you can't be standing right there. So I have to stand back a little bit. So therefore, the Hekesh is teaching me that another Zrika, and that Hekesh is teaching me that the Zrika has to be from the Kevesh over the crevice. Right, I'm below.
So we're talking about the
Basar. We are talking about the Basar. So Hekesh between the Basar and the Dam. Ma Dam, just like the Dam has to be, is tossed. So the Basar, Bezrika. So Amar Lo, he says back to him, Rav Shimon ben Yossi says back to Rav Yossi, I also Dorish this Hekesh, but I don't learn from here that you need to have a space, because Ani Omer, I'll say that the Pasuk come to teach us that Omer B'tzad Maracha, you stand at the side of the fire, on top of this Bezrika itself, is Zorik. So Amar Lo, this is Rav Yossi saying back to Rav Shimon, Keshu Zorik, when you throw the meat, are you throwing it onto a lit fire, or are you throwing it onto an unlit fire? So you must be throwing it onto a lit fire, because... otherwise it wouldn't burn. You can't put the meat on the tree, on the wood, if there's no fire. So you must put it onto a lit fire. So, v'hasam mishum d'lo efshar. Right, so therefore, you can't put it on a lit fire, so that's why you're throwing it onto there, but so therefore, why do I have the Hekesh? So the Hekesh is there available, so the Hekesh for the Dam of the Bar teacher has to be thrown from the Kevesh.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say.
There's a gap.
It has to be the gap between, you have to throw it over the gap.
Throw it over the gap.
Right.
But is he throwing on a lit fire, or is he throwing it next to the fire?
You have to watch the gap.
Where is he throwing this?
The gap is between the kevesh and the mizbeach.
Right. Where is he throwing it?
He's throwing it onto the mizbeach from the kevesh
into the fire.
Otherwise, no gap. You couldn't throw it. I don't get it.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why do you have to have a gap to make it?
Says here because
since
it's obvious that he has to throw,
right?
Hekesh has to
teach us something.
Do something else,
right?
So that means there's some obstacle between.
Right.
Throw,
okay.
So
okay.
So,
okay.
This gap.
Okay. So because it's obvious that you have to throw it because it's lit.
There's a gap.
So you have this Hekesh that has to be thrown. But why does it have to be a gap? Why does that teach us there has to be a gap?
Because
it has to be. Because otherwise, if the Kevesh is connected to Mizbeach, then you're not throwing it from. Then.
No, other way.
It's like the Dam. The Dam is thrown from off of the Mizbeach. So the meat is thrown from off the Mizbeach.
Right when you come up the
I head, guess so. No, with the meat,
right there,
you throw it from there and you throw it on. I guess maybe you can go afterwards and play around with it to fix it, but it should be tossed. Okay, Rav Papa says, no, you can say like this, ki dam, ma dam of your karka mafsiko, af baser of your karka mafsiko. This is this is how it works, that just like when you throw the dam, there is air beneath you when you throw it, so too when you throw the meat, there has to be air beneath you when you throw it, and that answers your question, that's where there has to be the gap. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Shnei kivashim ketanim yotzim min hakevesh." There were two small ramps that came off. You have a picture over here. There's probably a picture in the article. There's two small ramps that came off the kevesh. You had the big ramp going up, and two small ramps that came off from the side, right? Yotzim min hakevesh. Shavahem ponim liyisod lesovev. So for those of them, you can go. You can turn off of the kevesh. The kohen is doing the blood work, right? The blood work will go off the kevesh to the side. That on the right side, which would be on the eastern side, he's going up south. On the eastern side, there's a ramp, small ramp, goes on that small ramp to the sovev, which is around the Mizbeach, and he can stand on the Sovev and apply the blood of the Korban Chatos on the northern part of the Mizbeach. And one of them on the other side, so when he walks around and comes all the way around, he goes down to the, he goes back down. He doesn't have to, he can go back down the, one of them goes to the Sovev, and one of them on the west goes down to the Yisod. Goes all the way down, where he can spill out the blood onto these things. He walks up to the Kevesh, and then walks down to the Yisod. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosos, on Daf Samach Daled, says it doesn't make sense, because if you only have one way up to the Sovev, so what happens? The Kohen goes up to the Sovev, he does all the blood application, goes all around, and when he gets to the end, what's he going to do? Turn around and walk back? No, so Tosos says, no, there was another ramp that allowed him to go down there. According to Rashi, that's not. According to Rashi, there was only two. From the front of the Kevesh, one went up, one went down. According to Tosos, one went up, one went down. There was another one that came down from Tosos. So you're looking at Rashi's picture. Okay. Okay. What? So Tosos asked that question. Well, how does that work? It says that there are two, and now you're saying that there are three. So they answer that. They say that maybe what it was is that from the side Kevesh on the west side, there was another small ramp that went up. Another small thing. You see a picture over here, see on the right. He has this over here. All right, so he says, Mugdalim in a Mizbeach, and these Kvashim are separated from the Mizbeach below Neima, a small bit. Mishum Shenem are Saviv. Because the Mizbeach has to be Saviv. They have to say that the Mizbeach has to be, Mizbeach has to be complete. There can't be anything else on the Mizbeach. So these things cannot be connected to the Mizbeach. They're a little bit separated from the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yavo Amar, no, it says Ravu, it has to be squared. If these things are connected to the Mizbeach, it's no longer squared off. The Itzrech Lemiktav Saviv, Itzrech Ravu, it has to say Saviv, which is around it, and it has to say Ravu, which is squared. Because of Rahman, I had the Torah just written Saviv, that it has to go, that the Mizbeach, it has to go all around. Then have a mina the eagle ugly. I can say that you can make the Mizbeach as a circle without corners. Therefore, Kasa Rachman Ravua, that has to have angles. E Kasa Rachman Ravua, I just said angles, have mina the arc mikatim. You can say that it could be rectangular, I guess, longer, short sides. Kasa Rachman Savi, you have to say that the Mizbeach of the Mesa Midrash has to be completely squared.
When you put the
camera in the circular. Okay, put it anywhere, on the side, in the corners, on the side, at the edge. Hey, Tanan Hassam. We learned in the Mishnah of Midos. Hakevesh v'hamizbeach shishim u'shtayim. Let me find that back in a second. The kevesh and the mizbeach are 30, to combine, the kevesh and the mizbeach are 62 amos. The Gemara says, wait a second. Hani shitiv arba havu. Can't be. The mizbeach is 32, and the kevesh, we just said, is 32. 32 plus 32 is 64. Your math is off. You're missing two amos. The Gemara says, no. Nimsa porech ama al yisod v'ama al sovev. No, because the keren, if you remember, you have the, on the bottom over there, you have the airspace of where the yisod would be, and the airspace of where the sovev would be. So the kevesh goes above those things. So yeah, it's 32, and it's eating of the 32. It's including two amos of the mizbeach. We're going over those two amos. Airspace could be very little bit, and not make a difference. So then the Gemara says, "An ama rami bar chama kol kivshe kvashim, all the kvashim. I mean, all the kvashim other than the big kevesh, shalosh amos la ama." So basically, for the incline of one ama, it traveled through. It was three amos long. So you walked three amos in a one amma incline. Chutz mikivshos shomazbeach, except for the big kevesh, the big one, because that was that you want to make that could be slippery. So that shahaya shalosh amos umechza the etzba ushlish etzba bezechrusa. So what it means over here that I guess every amma that you went up, it was three and a half amos and one and a third etzba with a large calculation. The larger etzba, I guess, that different hands, that these
the incline
is a little less. Why is it a little less? It's a little less because you're coming up with the karbanos, which are heavy, and you want to make it an easier walk. So they made the incline a little less. Okay, stop here by the Mishnah. Everyone have a good day.